Hello, everybody. This is Steve Lasky, editorial director for SecurityInfoWatch.com Security Group. And we're visiting with Hank Monaco, Vice President of Marketing for Building Technologies and Solutions. And Hank is an industry veteran. He has seen a lot of companies start and mature and go to market with interesting solutions. And so this is a quasi-new home for him. And it's interesting because he's here on the ground floor of the rebirth of Johnson Control in the security industry. So, you know, Hank, as we were talking just a couple of minutes ago, there have been several different alliterations of where Johnson Control has been in the security industry over the last several decades. But you seem to think that right now everything is on the right track and you're excited.
Absolutely. And great to be with you, Steve. We are really excited in the progress that we're making in the security space within North America. We've seen some really tremendous growth, and we're investing on the front end of our business with an increase in capacity for our sales teams, an increase in capacity for our technical teams, our technicians, and a big investment in research and development, in technology, and in ongoing solutions and services. And with us here at GSX today, we have our friends from Tel Aviv, Israel, from our Open Innovation team. And they've brought with them a handful of new technologies. And they, this group in Tel Aviv spends all day, every day, with new startups. And they are looking at ways to help our customers throughout the world solve problems in unique and differentiating ways. And what we have with us today are everything from drones to anti-drones to biometric solutions that can actually identify somebody through the unique signature of their heartbeat, to early stage solutions that can help us understand whether or not a human being has a firearm on their body at several hundred yards away. And so what we do at GSX is we'll bring some of our forward-thinking customers into our environment here, talk a little bit about some of the problems that they have and unique ways that we may be able to help them solve their problems. And then coming out of those kinds of dialogues, we're able to really build up sort of an ongoing practice. And we find that our customers are always looking for us as partners to think a little bit out there and think a little bit more forward thinking so that we can technology proof some of the solutions that we bring to the table for them.
You know, from the standpoint of where Johnson Control was when they made this initial acquisition last year, and you know, where they're looking to be within the next year or two, I mean, basically this is still a strategy to bring security and marry it with building controls and automation, which is the bread and butter, obviously, for Johnson Controls. So, you know, talk a little bit about where we are year two of the acquisition, how we've melded some of the, you know, some of the strategies of the company that was absorbed, and mixing the new people and technologies in.
Yeah, great point. And I think you're hitting on all the key levers, because it is people and culture. It is technology and technology roadmaps, and it is organized all around the needs of the marketplace and the evolving requirements of our customers. And as we talk to customers, we listen and hear that more and more folks are looking at ways to integrate systems. And for all the benefits that we all know, they can save costs, they can provide more sustainability, they can create better efficiency and better security. And so they're coming to providers like Johnson Controls, who have a broad portfolio and deep subject matter expertise within multiple domains. And so we do have a deep security expertise through our Tyco team. We have deep fire expertise and life safety expertise through our Simplex Grinnell business. We have, and the legacy Johnson Controls business, all now under the Johnson Controls umbrella. And that's really giving us a nice platform to talk about smart, safe, and sustainability. And it's not just for buildings, it's also for communities as well. And so that's becoming a real opportunity for us to solve, again, help our customers win everywhere, every day, which is sort of our theme this year in our booth.
It's a nice segue to my next question, which also revolves around you bringing in some of the Israeli masterminds, mm-hmm. who, like you said, are just you know, knockouts when it comes to thinking out of the box.
Yes.
The whole concept of moving these public-private partnerships with public safety, in the corporate sector, into building smarter and more secure urban spaces is really becoming a huge driver. And you're looking at taking security, but meshing it with smart lighting,
absolutely,
traffic control, everything else. Give me a little idea of where Johnson Controls wants to play in this field.
We have a very, very well-developed performance infrastructure team that does a lot of work in that area with municipalities, with universities, with healthcare environments, and providing these public-private partnerships in a way to drive energy savings, cost savings, and really sustainable solutions for an extended period of time. And we have a very, very well-developed business there. And in fact, it's interesting because recently, last month, we were with our customer, the Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
And their president and CEO, Sam Kennedy, sat on a panel with Clay Nessler, who's our vice president of global sustainability, and several others. And the discussion came around about what keeps him up at night. And it was this notion of, sure, I want my fan experience to be great, but I also want to make sure I'm providing a safe and secure environment, and I'm doing it in a 21st century way. And for him, that means more than just what happens when you're sitting in your seat in Fenway Park. It starts when you come into the environment that surrounds Fenway Park, and you're in Yawkey Way, or you're in a bar in the neighborhood, and then you're experiencing the game in your seat, and then you're also on your screen and your handheld, and all the other aspects of creating an environment that is definitely taking advantage of all of the advanced technology, and also keeping in mind ways in which to keep that environment safe and secure. Absolutely a very, very important component for them and for the Red Sox.
If you had to put together and verbalize a five-year roadmap for JCI and some of its partners right now, what would that be?
I think what we are trying to do is help drive positive outcomes for our customers in multiple ways that revolve around buildings and communities. And it is about safety, it is about security, and is also about sustainability. How to provide a sustainable environment and to do it in a way that is going to support our customers' business objectives over time. And that's how we're building our team, that's how we're building our processes, that's how we are looking at technology investments. I think that it's those three pillars of safety, security, and sustainability that are the outcomes that we're helping our customers achieve.